Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear from Perry Stone. Do you know that one of the reasons potentially that God has actually given this mercy turn to America is because we're standing with Israel? Guess what? Israel may be independent from everybody, including us. In a very short time, we'll be talking about that. Also, the world's largest companies, everything shifted from being energy companies to actually tech companies. Things are changing in the economy. And finally, the president talks with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia in the Oval Office. Things are changing with the VFN KB Success Secret right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. And of course, joining us today, as always, is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Man, I'm excited.
Are you?
I am.
Every time we come on the air, you're like, I'm excited.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's too important not to be excited. So many people are complaining about their life, about the things that they don't have and the wish they could have. And, you know, we're pretty grateful. We live in a blessed country. We get great opportunities to share life with people. So why not be happy?
The whole world every day. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
We so are encouraged by your comments. And, you know, we feel like it's a community, like a tribe, you know. So many ways to get information. You got to pick your tribe. You got to pick, you know, where you're going to do business.
That's right.
That type of thing. And the VFN KB's VFN Television Network is an amazing place to be able to do that. So we love hearing from you. And we're going to talk about some pretty awesome things today. But one is this. You think about this. If you remember back in 2016, America was headed off the cliff. Every word was, prophetic words were, almost every word, we're going off the cliff.
Danger.
Danger, warning, going off the cliff. God's given dreams. He's given visions about you're going off the cliff.
And we felt it.
And you could, it was to the last moment. Then all of a sudden, only God did a mercy turn. And notice the first thing that happened when a new president got into office, President Donald Trump, the first thing he did was make a phone call to the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and made everything right with Israel. And what happened? Everything began to shift and turn. Because God said this, I will bless those who blesses Israel, and I'll curse those curses Israel. One of the particular historians say he noticed, John, that when God wants to discipline a nation, he will actually cause that nation to turn against Israel. Mm. And when they do that, then, of course, you suffer consequences. But with America turning towards Israel, that's what you're seeing, this great uprising in regards to finances and economy, and reportedly like $7 trillion of wealth on the stock market, jobs, industry, all these things are happening. Listen, God is the one that gives you the ability to prosper. It's God blessing our country. But understand this, and this is, I mean, so which means it had to do with the Israel turn.
Of course.
Obviously it wasn't, because we were perfect. We still haven't fully turned as our values as a nation and honoring God in our nation.
We're getting there. We are so getting there, aren't we?
Yes, yes, yes. And so you're looking at right here, what happens if Israel didn't need us? Because they needed us. One of the prophetic words that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence, said specifically that God's going to put Trump in office, and he's going to give them generals, not to protect America, but to protect Israel. Mm. And so see how we're tied together? There's a purpose for America. Well, what's going to happen to the nations of the world? Because one of the prophetic words of the Word of Scripture says every nation will turn against Israel. And we saw that happen under the previous administration, but things have turned back. But what would happen if they don't need us? What happens if they don't need what America has to offer? Well, guess what Perry Stone's about to say? He's about to say Israel is about to be independent from every single nation. In other words, they won't need any nation to be able to live out and survive, and they flourish anyway. Pretty awesome place. But that means something very specifically. So let's hear Perry Stone talking about, on Sid Roth, talking specifically about how Israel is going to be independent, which I think is totally great. But check it out.
But you were told information that I have never heard anywhere before, mm-hmm. that in 4 years, mm-hmm. Israel will no longer be dependent on America?
Yeah, and let me, without divulging the person, it's a very noted professor with a university who's very connected with the Knesset and the Israeli leaders. And we were spending hours together, just him and I, discussing. He said, I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you. He said, in 4 years, Israel will no longer need the United States. And I said, you better explain that one to me, because since 1948, we have been, like an umbilical cord, we're connected. Right. He said, I'm going to give you the four reasons why. He said, number one, is the gas fields. There's a Leviathan gas field, and some gas fields have been discovered off the Mediterranean coast, which is in Israeli territory. And what Israel's going to do eventually is turn everything over into natural gas away from oil. And we've had people in the United States talk about doing that, but they've not done it because the oil companies are so big and so much income there. So he said, with natural gas, we won't need to worry about what happens with Saudi oil or oil anywhere else. He said, number two, the technology. He said a lot of people have depended on the technology in California and all the technology of the U.S., the Internet and that type of thing. Israel now has geniuses working on their own technology that they won't need China, they won't need Russia, and they will not need the United States for technology. They will come up with their own technology that's going to blow people's minds. They already have military technology that we don't know much about. And I said probably the U.S. knows, but the world doesn't know. Let me just leave that one alone. But that brings me to the third one. He said there will also come a time, and I would prefer to leave the nations out and the countries out that he told me about, but he said the military equipment will soon be bought not from the United States but from other nations, and Israel will have their own military equipment. Some of the things like lasers, laser-guided missiles, the Iron Dome, things of this nature, they're going to be able to come up with more advanced technology inside of Israel. Now, sometimes they have to use Europe or the United States with certain parts or certain things and bring it together, but they're going to be able to do that. The other thing that totally fascinated me is he said the Jewish people and Israel is coming up with medical breakthroughs that you will not believe.
Yeah, you know, when I heard you talk that, I think the world is going to flock to Israel when they get sick.
hey, let me say this. They already have a treatment for diabetes. They already have, I've got to be very careful here because this could open up a can of worms, but Alzheimer's, there is a treatment being developed for that. They have systems developed, and I had a person who was a very heavy pharmaceutical purchaser, one of our ministry partners, and wins awards for pharmaceuticals. And I said, honestly, tell me the truth. Will Israel have the cures to diseases? And the person said, yes, but I don't know they're going to allow them in the United States because the pharmaceutical industry makes so much money.
Isn't that amazing, you know, that the independence. So I think about the pharmaceutical thing you just said. The reports are that Americans pay more for the drugs than anyone else.
I mean, talking about that.
Yes, yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. And so you're looking at it, and you're saying they might prevent that because they want to make the money. But look what's happened. These four different things, four reasons why Israel will be independent of the U.S. Israel, what's it say?
Israel will move to natural gas.
Yes.
Which is a big deal because, you know, they don't have it now.
Right.
And to be able to cut off all the oil, it just empowers them.
And we know the second one, innovation, they are like the innovation nation out there.
Startup nation. Second place where in the whole entire world, the first is Palo Alto in California, where you have Facebook and all these other tech companies. The second place in the whole nation is Israel when it comes to innovation and startups and tech companies.
And all these companies that are big in the other places, they're using technology created like facial recognition.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the mobile eye.
Mobile eye.
They're actually the innovators of driverless cars all over the world. Microsoft bought it from them. They created that. So you're looking, this is important. So remember technology, because I'm about to show something about that. And what's the third reason?
Israel will have their own military equipment.
Yeah, well, we heard an earlier program about the cube that was in Syria, the nuclear plant that was there.
That they destroyed.
They destroyed in 2007. They're pretty intense. I mean, when you're that small, you know, you got to focus and you got to knock it out. And so they don't need our military. What about us?
That's a big thing. If it wasn't for our military, Israel probably would not be able to stand right now.
Right. What's this last one?
Israel is experiencing medical breakthroughs.
This is truly amazing. Literally, you can actually inject things in the blood veins, and it's doing something in there.
Cures for diabetes about to be soon, and all sorts of things.
Even cutting off the DNA and functioning and killing diseases and chromosomes and just all this kind of stuff. But this is what God said. This is what God's doing. God said, I'll make you a blessing to be a blessing to the nations. You're seeing the word of God. You're looking at God just being faithful. The question is where are you with God at this point? Because it's talking about innovation and technology. 10 years ago, look at this particular, these are companies back in 2006. Look at the world's largest companies in 2006. Most of them had to do with energy and fuel.
We had Exxon, General Electric, Gazprom, Microsoft, Citigroup, Bank of America, Royal Dutch Shell, BP.
Now, 10 years later, look at this. 10 years later, it's tech companies. Look at this.
Apple, Alphabet, Google, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway.
Amazon, Facebook.
Johnson & Johnson.
China Mobile.
It's amazing.
Whether we like it or not, it has shifted.
Yeah.
And technology is going to be how we do business, the new economy. We talk about that in VFN KB all the time. Find out more details at VFNKB.com.
Innovation.
Yeah, you've got to know how to function in this new society and what's going on. But look at the difference in these companies in 10 years' time. What's it going to be like in another 10 years in 2026?
It's exponential growth. I mean, just keeps advancing.
Yes. As a matter of fact, even Elon Musk said, you know, that by the end of 2019, driverless cars will be prominent in different places. I don't know if this death that was caused allegedly by the Uber vehicle that was driverless vehicle recently is going to affect any of that. But when you compare the statistics, the reports are something like they drove over 1 million miles without any injuries at all, which is never happens in regards to
human drivers. I believe the reports are that it'll be 200% safer than a person driving the car.
200% safer is what Elon Musk said. Well, what's next, John?
We get back from this break, we're going to go straight to the White House. In fact, to the Oval Office, where President Trump greets the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia for the first time in the Oval Office.
And they're buying how much stuff?
Oh, they're spending a lot of money in the USA. Hundreds and hundreds of millions. That's a good thing.
Billions.
Billions. Join us when we get right back from this break.
The difference between God as a concept and God as a living reality is that a concept is something you believe in. You certainly believe in it, but it's like an accessory. It's like a credit card. It's a gym membership. I control it, and I shape it to meet my life and my needs, right? So I'm still in control. But God as a living reality is an objective truth to which you mold your life to.
Right.
And that was a big difference, and that set a lot of things in motion, especially a new understanding of the Ten Commandments.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're so excited about how our president set a new agenda for the world. And one of the ways he said it is with Saudi Arabia. He switched out he didn't switch out the leadership, but they switched out, and the new Crown Prince. Go ahead, tell us what's going on.
Listen,
in the White House.
The Crown Prince has made his first trip to the United States, and he's visiting President Trump in the Oval Office, and they're talking about the billions of dollars that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is going to be spending with U.S. companies. This is an exciting, exciting moment, because if you remember, in the previous administration, they didn't have such a favorable relationship with Saudi Arabia. Times have changed, and it's better for the United States. In fact, let's go to the Oval Office right now. Take a look.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's a great honor to have the Crown Prince with us. Saudi Arabia has been a very great friend and a big purchaser of equipment and lots of other things, and one of the biggest investments in the United States is your big investment is buying stock in companies and various other things in the United States and creating jobs. We've become very good friends over a fairly short period of time. I was in Saudi Arabia in May, and we are bringing back hundreds of billions of dollars into the United States, and we understand that, and they understand that. Some of the things that have been approved and are currently under construction and will be delivered to Saudi Arabia very soon, and that's for their protection. But if you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million. That's peanuts for you. Should have increased it. $880 million, $645 million, $6 billion. That's for frigates. $889 million, $63 million, and that's for various artillery. Some of the things that we're now working on, thanks, and that have been ordered and will shortly be started in construction and delivered. THAAD system, $13 billion. The C-130 airplanes, the Hercules, great plane, $3.8 billion. The Bradley vehicles, that's the tanks, $1.2 billion. And the P-8 Poseidons, $1.4 billion. And what it does is it really means many, many jobs. We're talking about over 40,000 jobs in the United States. So we make the best equipment in the world. There's nobody even close. And Saudi Arabia is buying a lot of this equipment, and a lot of people are at work making the equipment, not only for us, because we, as you know, we're getting a $700 billion military proposal. And that's even a lot for you guys. But we're getting a $700 billion military plan this year, and $716 will be next year, $716 billion. So we really have a great friendship, a great relationship. I would really have to say the relationship was, to put it mildly, very, very strained during the Obama administration. And the relationship now is probably as good as it's really ever been. And I think we'll probably only get better. Tremendous investments made in our country, and that means jobs for our workers, jobs for our people. Also, defense. We're talking about defense, and we're working very hard with Saudi Arabia, and they're also footing a big part of the bill for defense. The whole Middle East. We know what's happened in the Middle East, and it has not been a pretty picture for the United States or for anybody. And a lot of things are changing, and they're changing very rapidly. As you know, ISIS is now, we've recaptured almost 100% of the territory, as you probably have heard before anybody. But we've captured close to 100% of the territory held by ISIS. And we've moved very rapidly, very quickly. And that's really coming to an end in that part of the world. It's coming to an end. And we'll be able to get out of certain areas that we've wanted to get out of for a long period of time. And other countries can handle it. At this point, they'll be able to handle it. So it's a great honor to have you and your representatives here. Crown Prince, thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, the relation between Saudi Arabia and the rest of America, it's an old relation. We have the oldest ally for the rest of America and the Middle East.
Right.
More than 80 years of alignments and big interest, politically, economically, and security, in different area, a lot of area. And the foundation of the relation, it's really huge and really deep in different issue. We know that today the relation, it's the cause of more than 4 million jobs in the U.S. of America, directly and indirectly. Also, it's a cause for a lot of jobs in Saudi Arabia, directly and non-directly. And as you know, Mr. President, from day one, you've reached this office. We've planned to to tackle $200 billion of opportunity, right, in the next 4 years, but it ended up with $400 billion of opportunities. You've talked today, Mr. President, about the military deals. The implementation in it, it's more than 30%. And also the implementation overall in the $400 billion of opportunity, more than 35%.
Right.
We planned this for the next 10 years, but it happens in 1 year, we implement 35%. So this is a signal that there is a lot of things could be tackled in the close future and more opportunities, and that's why we are here today, to be sure that we've tackled all the opportunities and achieve it, and also get rid of all the threats facing our both countries and the whole world. So I'm very glad to be here today.
Well, that's right. And, you know, one thing that you have been really focused on is the terrorism threat and the funding of terrorism. And whether it's Saudi Arabia or other countries, as we know, there will be no funding. We have a zero tolerance for the funding of terrorists. And we're working very hard. And I will say that Saudi Arabia has been working very hard on that, as are certain other countries in the Middle East. When I was there in May, I think it was one of the most incredible two-day meetings that I've ever seen, that anybody's ever seen. It was an amazing two-day period. We had 56 countries. We had everybody was there. The head of every country, virtually, I guess, in every case, it was the head of the country. And we talked about terrorism and the funding of terrorism, and it will not be allowed it will not be allowed. That would be the one thing that would end the relationship with any country. So
this is amazing. This is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia in the Oval Office spending billions with U.S. companies. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Is this a good idea?
Are you happy
about the jobs that are coming in? We want you to comment below. Give us your thoughts. And what do you think about these continued relationships? Is this better now under this administration or in previous times? Comment below and let us know. What's coming up next?
You're going to be blessed to see this as you start seeing the bipolar difference, because we have a prince of Saudi who was a former guest on Fox and is talking about, as Saudi Arabia, they've always wanted to support America. They always wanted to help fight ISIS and fight terrorism. But the previous administration prior to President Trump wouldn't even take their help. But we're going to have them talking firsthand. You're going to see the difference between the present administration and the past administration, how Saudi Arabia's always wanted to be our friend and helping out and defend these particular areas like terrorism and ISIS and these different kind of things. So make sure you join us after the break.
A growing number of kids today are suffering from an emotional characteristic known as a wounded spirit.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
The Wounded Spirit is the title of a book written by best-selling author Frank Peretti about his own painful childhood experiences. Mr. Peretti was born with a tumor in his jaw that disfigured him and led to unmerciful taunting during his childhood years. Other children called him a monster and they treated him with disdain and rejection. It took Frank many years to come to terms with his grotesque identity, long after the tumor had been successfully removed. Millions of adults and children today can relate to Mr. Peretti. I talked with a mother recently who said her teenage boy had actually lost his desire to live because of the ridicule of his peers over his slightly protruding ears. Suicide even loomed as a possibility. It's true that this kind of teasing and ridiculing has been going on forever among children, but today's kids are even more vulnerable to it, primarily because of the emphasis on beauty in the popular culture and the way Hollywood depicts the have-nots as nerds and freaks and geeks. Those with wounded spirits often gravitate toward drug addiction, violence, early sexual activity, and even emotional illness. It is our obligation as adults to protect these vulnerable kids as much as possible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we just had the new prince of Saudi Arabia speaking to President Trump, and he's spending hundreds of billions of dollars for American jobs, buying military equipment, wanting to support. They actually were instrumental, some of the reports are, to be able to help deal with ISIS. But you know what? You think about what happened. Where were they during the last administration? Well, do you know, they wanted to help all along. They've been a friend in the military sense, in an intelligence sense, and a country sense, a supportive of America for 80 years.
An ally.
And not necessarily approving of their practices and what they do you know, inside their nation. But when you're dealing with ISIS that's coming out and doing different things, well, guess what? Well, Prince Assad was actually on. It was Prince from Saudi Arabia was on Fox News talking about what it was like. They've been wanting to support America, but the last president prior to President Trump would not. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Prince Mohammed was very keen to come meet President Trump as early as possible to re-emphasize the importance of the relationship between the two countries and to reinvigorate the strategic long-standing partnership that we've had. We've been partners and allies for 50 years. We've worked very well together. Saudi Arabia has been a stable and reliable partner for the United States for that time. And I think Prince Mohammed was keen to make sure that we can move into the 21st century together in a very positive and mutually beneficial way.
As you know, candidate Trump did not shy away from saying what had to be done with Gulf states, especially paying their fair share for protection or going after ISIS, something he reiterated after getting elected. Here he was in December talking about it.
When I look at what's going on in Syria, it's so sad. It's so sad. And we've got to help people. And we have the Gulf states. They have nothing but money. We don't have money. We owe $20 trillion. I will get the Gulf states to give us lots of money, and we'll build and help build safe zones in Syria so people can have a chance.
So what about that? Safe zones in Syria and you all helping to pay the bill?
Yeah, well, I mean, Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS in Syria, in Iraq, across the region, not just financially, but the Saudi government offered in the Obama administration's time to send its troops into Syria to fight ISIS. That was not met with enthusiasm by the Obama administration. I think that offer remains on the table, and I'm sure we're more than, the Saudi government is more than ready to support the U.S. in eradicating ISIS. But as I said, not just financially, but actually with its own troops and with its own people.
What a turnaround. They've been wanting to help all along. It was 50, not 80 years, but they've been wanting to help all along. But the previous administration would not receive any help from the one of this wealthiest country. I don't know. They have so much wealth.
Well, they picked the side. Yeah. They picked to support Iran over Saudi Arabia. Yeah. And those two nations are opposed. Right. But the United States is a bit different.
Well, yeah. And you're looking at, you know, this is where America's been sending their money. You know, back in 1973 when they left the gold standard, we made it off of the OPEC fuel, you know.
Oil
prices. And it's like that was a very epic center of what was taking place financially. Well, things are shifting everywhere, but look at the bipolar difference where, you know, ISIS was everywhere, you know, the rampant what was taking place across the world. Christians are being persecuted. Jews are being persecuted. Our leader was saying this is the new normal. People in our own community, our own nation was being beheaded at the workplace and in Fort Hood and all that. Now we have a president that's standing up like this. This is major. Saudi Arabia is saying we're going to support you, but we're going to put even our dollars behind it. Well, you're looking at great wealth coming into our country, working together to be able to defend freedom in the nation. It's just amazing what's taking in the world. So I just want to be able to show you that. We want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that because so many people are keeping this truth away from the people. But that's what you know the truth now. It's not being kept away from you. Share with your comments below. Write to us. Email us. It's so important. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you right now. Maybe you're hurting in your heart. Maybe you were discouraged and now you're encouraged. You're seeing positive things take place. I just speak encouragement over you in the name of Jesus. I bless you. I speak healing over your body and your relationships. And by faith, I just decree that abortion has ended in America, that revival is here in America and the world, and the third great awakening is here. By faith, I speak it in the name of Jesus. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV, anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.